Hello and welcome to Control Center 5's podcast. Just a few days ago, I broke my shoulder. It really happened fast and it hurt a lot. People that were with me kind of laughed at me. I didn't hold that against them or anything. But, bones were rubbing together. I could feel it and hear it also at times. To the ER, they fixed me up and put me in a sling. Hey, thanks. That felt better. But they did give me some good drugs, and now I have even more drugs. And then the other day I went and got even more drugs, so this is good. I feel much better now. I just need to keep taking more and more drugs. What Control Center 5 is mostly about is my desire to see everything on the surface of the planet. Maybe not destroyed, maybe put somewhere else, like underneath the ground. That would be good. Or to a different planet would be fine. Start over. No roads or Walmarts or sidewalks even. Just one big sward of grass interrupted once in a while by forests, lakes, mountains, that kind of stuff. Everything will be underground. Tunnels. There's lots of sites that you can link to from Control Center 5 that can show you how this can be done. We'll show you ourselves, our own designs and thoughts on this, but I think it's a good idea, because sooner or later, something bad's going to happen, mainly just overpopulation. You get too many rats together, and I know, because I once had 32 rats. I started out with two, Siskel and Ebert. They were supposed to be both guys, but there wasn't me. Ebert was a girl, and soon I had a million mice, rats, and I tried to feed them a lot of hash and keep them calm, but I ran out, and they just went insane. There was too many of them. They started to eat each other. Disease set in. It was bad. I had to get rid of them. Same thing could happen to us. So I think if maybe we learned to live underground in sealed environments, we could also take this to outer space. Maybe distribute, balance it between available planets so the population is about a tenth of what it will be in the future, which populations are starting to go on the decline now. So, you know, I mean, 10,000 people per planet, that would be fine. But here's the idea. You're living underground. You're in a sealed environment. You get sunshine. You get all this. And get this, you don't have to work. You don't have to go to your crappy job at McDonald's or the mall or the law firm or wherever you work. You don't have to. Why? There's no reason to work. It's just to keep the big guys, you know, floating in their baby blood or whatever else keeps them going, you know? So everybody gets to, you know, say, hey, Dave, he can contribute by making pita bread. That's my job. And then when I'm done making pita bread for the day, everything's at my disposal, you know, all available computer system resources, technology, medicine, anything, you know, I want to do is there. I don't have to pay for it. Why? It's just keeping safe. I'm a socialist, I guess. Okay, anarchist, whatever. Living underground, that doesn't mean anarchy. But anyway, what else is going to be going on with this site? If you look, I have a lot of articles that I've saved over the years, and I'll just throw those up once in a while, just for a little fun, a little info, a little trivia, stuff like that. I have an idea right now where my buddy Chris, my partner in crime in Field Shark, parent company, want to have him probably interview Crispin Glover. And if we can't get Crispin Glover here to interview him or over the phone or whatever, we'll just make it up. I'll just have him recount his encounters with him, and then I'll post, I have a signed picture with a spindle on it from Crispin of my buddy's cat. See, my cats were dead already, so I didn't really have a picture of cats to take there, and I was at work and I couldn't go anyway, and it was during his what is it thing where, like, I guess 90% of the crowd left because they were completely freaked out, disgusted, whatever, you know. Chris stuck around, he's a good friend, he got the sweet Crispin spindle for me on cats. I do know the cat, so it, you know, it kind of counts. So I might have him recount in a podcast his experiences. He's an interesting guy, fun to listen to, and I believe I can get Crispin. I believe I can get through to him and have him give us some of his little pearls too. So stay tuned for that. What else? News. Avian bird flu gonna kill us all? I don't care. You know what's really bad though? Poison ivy. When I wiped out, I hit a hole that was as deep as me and as long as me, so I didn't get out of the hole. I hit the hole, inside the hole, which hurts more, especially down here because it's all rocks and hard clay. So I did that, and then to add insult to injury, I also landed in a bunch of poison ivy. So now I've got it all over my hands. I got like Muppet puffy bumpy hands because they're completely covered in poison ivy blisters. But you know what's a good product? Zenfell. Yeah, you put it on, rub it on, leave it on, wash it off, do that a couple times, it's really bad, it goes away. So there's a plug. Maybe I'll link to that if some of our listeners are as clumsy as I and fall into poison ivy patches a lot. What else? I am pretty interested in bioengineering. Like, say, I was in my bike crash, you know? I mean, it wouldn't happen now, but maybe in the future I fell off my bike. My arm hit a really sharp rock and just was severed. What if we could put a turtle arm on the end of my arm? Not that you'd want to do that. What if we could? That'd be pretty cool. Cross-species stuff. That's what I'm interested in. I think I thought of it way before, but I saw a Batman episode where they were kind of doing that genetic splicing thing. I want to be a kangaroo guy, or I want to have the horns of a kudu, or whatever, you know? But there's always, you know, drawbacks to that stuff. But I like that kind of stuff. I like to think about it. What else? My dog's about to die. Yeah. She used to be really fun. Now she just farts. And she's just basically an instrument to pick dirt up with. It's pretty sad. I don't know what I'll do. I always thought about having her stuffed because she was such a pretty dog. But now she's really ratty looking. And I don't want to stuff her anymore. I might cremate her. I guess that's what they do with dogs, but you gotta pay extra not to have your dog's ashes combined with all the other dogs that are being cremated. You have to, like, pay extra to have it done separately. And what are you gonna do with dog ashes? I couldn't even tell them apart. So, anyway, that's pretty morbid. I don't want to think about that too much. Comic books on the site, you'll notice there's a comic book, Plastic Brother. Is it a good comic book? No, it's really horrible. When I was living in New York, me and my buddies put out a comic that was pretty decent, I thought, you know. It was a pretty good comic book. And I did that one to upset my buddy Weezer, who is a drummer for a bunch of punk bands out in Buffalo now. He's getting older, though. Hair is receding. Yeah, that's sad. Oh, well, happens. And anyway, he just hates the fact that I didn't drew any of the art myself. I just totally stole the pictures and just, like, didn't even put much effort into the words. But I kind of thought it was funny, but, you know, that was just because at his expense I thought it was funny. But still, it translates. I think it's an Army comic, so check that out. Also, on the site, we're going to have a spot where I find stuff laying around and it looks kind of cool. It might be like a bottle top that got melted into a weird shape. And I'll put it on the site. I'll scan it and put it up there and you can look at it. And it's not like you can just get a quick glimpse of it. You can look at it again and again and again. You can freeze it and just stare at it if you feel like. So that'll be good. And if any, like it says on the thing, disclaimer, if that's yours, if that driver's license happens to be, or a friend of yours that was murdered, wasn't me, didn't do it, found it in a parking lot, I thought this person just dropped it. I mean, I found these things a long time ago. I haven't found a lot of stuff where I'm living now, although I'm going to start looking. But, you know, didn't do it if any of the people that are on the things that they have came to bad ends. Did not do it. Not me. Somebody else just happened to find it later around. Anyway, I'm going to continue this in just a little bit, so I'll be right back. Got to take a Percocet break. All right.
6, 3, 4, 12 sausages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 6, 3, 4, 12 sausages. 1, 2.
All right, and we're back. Just needed a little medication. Still, got a couple weeks to go. It'll be better. You know, I'll have to go back to work. So, Control Center 5. We got pictures. We got maybe some t-shirts if this thing takes off. Because everybody likes a nice t-shirt. I know that's true. I do. I really like a good t-shirt. High quality, cotton, nice, you know, wear it until it just gets all holy and ratty looking, it's even better. Yeah, so we got pictures, we got t-shirts, we got Lost and Found, we've got music done by yours truly, and submissions, I put them up too because I'm kind of getting tired of listening to my own stuff, but sometimes, some of my old stuff's alright, but I'm just having problems as far as I'm trying to stay away from structure, but then when you stay away from structure, sometimes you get wrapped up in structure. It's hard to explain, but I'm trying to go kind of freeform and abstract, and it's, you just have all these preconceived notions of music, it should be so, and to break out of it. That's why I'm a painter also, I always found it very hard to go, you know, do a minimal or abstract, very hard. I mean, if you can do that and do it well, you're really good. I mean, some people probably suck and can do it good, but I mean, if you're an accomplished painter and you can turn to that and make it work, I mean, that's just, it's harder than doing something figurative or representational, so I believe that's true anyway. What else are we going to have? Well, let's see. I'm getting my video working, so I took about 30 minutes of these glow-in-the-dark pink jellyfish at the Denver Aquatic Center there. It's the Ocean Journeys. Man, that was cool. It's like a 20-foot high, 40-foot long, probably 5 or 6 feet deep tank of water, all dark, backlit with these crazy glow-in-the-dark pink squids. No, not squids, they're jellyfish. Even cooler. You could see through them. They're just like, oh, very calming. I stood there for half an hour. My wife was like, what are you doing? Come on, let's go. And I was like, not yet. Gotta stay. And then I got home. I thought, you know what? If I win the lotto, because I like played all the way back through Kansas, which is a lot to play because it's a very big state for some reason. I got all these Powerball tickets. I was thinking to myself, man, if I win the lotto, I am going to pimp my damn room. It's going to be ceiling, jellyfish, all walls, floor, everything. Even the door will have jellyfish in it. I'm sure you could pull it off, but you would need to win the lotto, Powerball at least, to be able to do a room like that. It would be so sweet. And you know what? I'd have one of those kind of 60s kind of ice cream scoop chairs, if you know what I'm talking about, like they had on the Prisoner TV show, you know? But they made them clear, and I would have jellyfish inside that, too. Maybe a different color jellyfish, so you could tell where the chair was. Oh, so sweet. Nothing in there, no TV, no appliances, just a chair, a real comfy chair, and Squid. That's all I need. Maybe a nice stereo system. That'd be cool. Maybe like, yeah, that's all. Maybe not even that. But a Squid room, that's like my dream. Someday, man, I'm gonna do it. Trying to think what else is going on. Trying to paint again, kind of hard. I've got this one painting. It's like this dude, he's unloading a meat truck. It looks like he's got a pig. It's in the winter. He's about to throw it into this strange vat. It's kind of like suctioned itself to the ground with these appendages, somewhat like a centipede. Yeah, it's not working too good. It looks all right, but it's just like, you know, sometimes you're like, well, it needs to continue or else it's just not good. I know if I do anything to it, it's going to wreck it, but it's not good now, so I probably just need to get out my paints and start slapping some expensive glue on there. What music am I going to put on the site besides my own? I like all sorts of stuff. Godspeed, Black Emperor, like them. Probably put some a lot of experimental music on. Hope that's okay. I'll intersperse it with some poppy, punky stuff too. Any country music? No, not gonna do it. I don't think so. There's not much I like. I like alt country though. Don't get me wrong. Sunvolt and stuff like that. I enjoy it. It's good. I guess what I'll probably do is intersperse music in between my blabber. Just so you stay interested. Hopefully you won't go, oh, this music sucks even worse than the talk. I'm out of here, but I'll try to do that to kind of keep things flowing for you. I'll tell stories. There'll be story time. CC5 story time. What stories will I tell? Okay. I went to a Kiss concert with my friend who... name was Scott at the time. After the concert, he was known as Fathead, but what happened is he was right up front, and it was when Kiss was in all their outfits and stuff, and he tried grabbing Gene Simmons' leg, and he just took that big, huge Satan boot and stomped him right in the side of the head with that thing, and his head got all swole up, and the next day we were in detention. It was like where we met. And he came waddling in, and his head was just huge on one side. And I said, Fathead! And now his mom calls him Fathead. Not a great story, no. I work in a hospital. Worked in a couple hospitals. Got lots of crazy ER stories. Those are always good. Everybody loves those. I'll probably hold off on those. Do I get real descriptive? Yeah. So it has to come to me, you know, like somebody has to say, Dave, are you doing your podcast? And I'll say, yeah. And they're like, hey, tell that story. And then maybe, you know, I'll have it there. But I don't want to just try to tell them off the bat. But all sorts of things and butts, people, stoner dudes with bad Iron Maiden style jail tattoos, all over them being stabbed in the chest, naked running down the street with a freaking broadsword out of some D&D thing. Craziness. Really funny stuff, you know? So, it'll be that. And, you know, maybe I'll have some links. Trauma.org, that's a good link. I think I'll put that on my site. Will I have any pictures straight from my hospital? No, because that is in violation of HIPAA. And I believe in that. Yeah, you have the right not to have your ass with a cucumber up on the web if you don't want it, you know, because a hospital should be private. And we did have something happen a while ago where a guy was horribly mangled, and it was just bad. I mean, he had a fence post in his groin, ended up killing him, but some jerk had one of those little camera phones, took a picture of it and put it on Rotten.com. I never went there and looked at it, but I heard it was there. That's wrong. That's not right, you know? But as far as for learning purposes, we'll put stuff up like that once in a while. I don't want to be morbid, though. But some stuff's pretty interesting, you know? I think so. I don't know. I've used a lot of that imagery in my painting. And, family's got a medical background, so I find it interesting. Maybe you don't. Some people are squeamish. Don't want to see that stuff. I understand. But there's other stories besides that gross stuff. I mean, I've got just ones that they never stop. Never stop. My brother, maybe he's listening to this. I hope he doesn't get mad. We're kind of feuding. I don't know why. Stupid, you know. Don't talk to each other much. But I remember back when we were, 12 years ago. I was probably 25. He was 23 or so. I had just shaved my head in a mohawk, and he was having his hair pretty long at the time. He was pretty crazy looking. It was all black, and then I think he went and dyed it, bleached it maybe, and then he used some kind of hair dye. I think it was Diet Purple. And anyway, he's highly allergic to everything. I don't know why I even tried this, but it made his head swell up so bad that when he came to my door, I looked out through my little peephole, and he's all, and I'm like, I don't know who you are, dude. Please go away. You're freaking me out. His face was so swollen, all his features were gone. His hair on his head was, like, stretched so thin that, like, you know, there was a hair follicle every, like, quarter inch. The skin on the back of his head near his ears was splitting. That's how bad his head swole up, and his pus running down. It was so bad. So bad. And finally, he convinced me that it was him, you know, because not a lot of people dressed the way he did back then, and I figured it out. But 4 months later, he did it again. Same thing. He ended up going to the hospital. He's a funny guy. Stories about him. Stories about myself. All sorts of stuff, you know. Maybe you don't want to hear those. Maybe you want to hear some music. Why don't we listen to some music right now? Okay. right, that was Hex Air from Atlanta, Georgia, Deer Lodge Prison. Pretty good band. Kind of remind me a little bit of my friend's Towpath from Buffalo, New York. A satanic core band. Very good. Hey there, Goat Lord. How you doing? Goat Lord and Ski Mask. Ski Mask's out there in Buffalo, New York. He's got his own TV show. I don't know if he's still up. They're always trying to get him off. But anyway, if you like that kind of music, you may not want to come back here. I don't know if I'll play it all the time. Not stuff like that. But I figured why not, you know? I'm going to play all sorts of shit. I might even play some country music. I don't know. It's got to be something good, though. Maybe some George Strait or something. Is that all I'm thinking of? I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway, probably not, but let's listen to some more music. Check this out. I'll tell you who it is after. So, all right. All right. On with music.
Welcome to Arco AMPM Mini Market. We would like to advise our customers that any individual who offers to come